Documents a whistleblower inside Homeland Security has leaked to NBC San Diego have revealed that the U.S. government has a secret list of journalists and other individuals who officials have under watch. Those on the list have been traveling to Mexico to, in some cases, document the ongoing migrant crisis there. Homeland Security and other departments are said to have blocked some on the list from crossing into Mexico. Keitra Kahana is among the journalists who've been named. In January, she's turned back twice at the border before she learned she's on the dossier leaked to the TV station. Some lawyers are calling the government's actions a violation of the First Amendment. Keitra Kahana is on Skype in Honduras. Keitra, when did you first suspect that something was wrong?
The first instance I had that something was a bit amiss, I was going through preclearance in Montreal, and I scanned my passport, and a big X came up over the picture of my face. I was taken into secondary in Montreal and questioned briefly. Later, once I arrived in Mexico City, I again scanned my passport and went up to the Mexican official, who almost immediately brought me into a back room, and I wasn't allowed to leave. At one point, I had to use the restroom, and someone had to escort me. They took away my phone. They wouldn't allow me to call my embassy. I wasn't allowed to have a translator. And then after about 5 hours, they told me that I was being denied entry into Mexico. I was then brought to another location that I also wasn't allowed to leave, until they put me on a flight to Detroit.
Why did they say you were being turned back?
I was never given a clear answer as to why. At one point, there was a Mexican official who, through my broken Spanish, I had asked, you know, why am I here? Is it because I'm a journalist? And they had said, no, you're on an Interpol list. And I had asked, why is that? And the person said it was because of the Americans.
The Interpol, we should say, is the International Criminal Police Organization. But what he was suggesting is you were on some kind of a U.S. list that said you could not enter Mexico. You eventually were let go, of course, and you tried a second time to get into Mexico. First, you flew to Guatemala and then tried to cross into Mexico on foot. What happened then?
So a similar thing happened the second time. After about 5 hours of waiting, they told me I was being denied entry again.
The official response so far from Customs and Border Protection has been that officials there are not targeting journalists because of their profession, but rather they want to interview people like you who are witnesses to an incident that happened on New Year's Day when there was a standoff between Border Patrol and the migrants. And it was an ugly standoff with tear gas and rocks being thrown. What is your understanding of that explanation?
I guess I don't understand why being present at an event like that should then prevent me from continuing my work, prevent myself and my colleagues from returning to Mexico. It doesn't make sense to me.
Were you asked about the incident?
No.
We should say it wasn't just journalists who were targeted and prevented from crossing the border. There were also lawyers and human rights activists. Some of those lawyers have been suing the federal government for not hearing asylum claims of some of the migrants trying to come into the country. They claim this is retaliation for their lawsuit. Do you think that what's going on is retaliation for your photographs?
I really can't say whether this is retaliation or not.
Were you doing anything that could be construed as illegal?
I don't believe that I've done anything illegal. I believe I've just, you know, I do what I always do, which is document what I see in front of me without interfering.
So you're in Honduras now. Are you continuing to photograph the crisis, even though you're not along the border? Are there still migrants passing through who you are photographing?
Yes. Yeah, so I'm currently in Honduras working on a story about a person who died in U.S. detention last year. We're spending time with her family and her friends, trying to piece together her life story. So I'd like to be able to continue this reporting in Mexico.
Keitra Kahana, thank you. Very nice to talk to you.
Thank you so much.
Keitra Kahana is among a group of journalists and others blocked from entering Mexico. Her name is on a list of individuals kept by the U.S. government. We contacted Customs and Border Protection about the story, and officials there provided us with a statement. They say they do not target journalists for their reporting, but they're looking for information related to, quote, instigators or organizers who they say orchestrated several incidents in November and January when some migrants tried to rush the border and were met with tear gas.